Some political analysts in the United States say Senator Hillary Clinton has almost no chance of winning the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. She is behind Senator Barack Obama in pledged delegates and behind in the popular vote. Matthew Dowd, political consultant for ABC Television.
But her ability to win it outright now is all but over.
But women's rights groups say political observers have been wrong before about Clinton. Kim Gandy is president of the National Organization for Women in Washington, which has endorsed Clinton.
The pundits get a lot of joy out of pronouncing someone dead and gone, and they've certainly done that to Senator Clinton several times, and she rises from their predicted ashes time after time.
Gandy says women voters have been key to sustaining Clinton's candidacy when the odds seemed insurmountable. First, after Clinton's defeat in Iowa in January, women in New Hampshire defied media expectations and voted for her in large numbers. Then, following a string of losses in February, calls for Clinton to quit the presidential race peaked. But in March, Clinton won key victories in Ohio and Texas, again thanks to the women's vote. Now Clinton supporters argue that calls for her to abandon her presidential quest are premature. Gandy says there was a double standard applied to Clinton because of her gender, a bind that she says many women recognize from the workplace.
If your male colleague is seen as assertive, the same behavior in you is called aggressive. Or if he's seen as detail-oriented or very deeply knowledgeable on a subject, she's called nitpicky.
Carol Jenkins is president of the Women's Media Center in New York. She says women hold only 3% of what she calls clout positions in the mainstream media. As a result, she says, much of the political commentary about Clinton is from a male perspective.
You find often reporters, pundits, going over the line in describing her. They're still talking about her clothes, still talking about her voice. They can't stand the pitch of her voice. When you get to those kinds of things, you're really talking about sexism as opposed to fair analysis.
Many of Clinton's opponents say the criticism of her has nothing to do with her gender. Janice Shaw Krause is a senior fellow with Concerned Women for America's Beverly LaHaye Institute, a conservative group in Washington.
Mrs. Clinton, unfortunately, is not a warm personality. She has some sharp edges to her personality, so a lot of people do not respond to her with affection.
And many Democratic Party feminists reject Clinton in favor of Senator Barack Obama. Carol Jenkins says African American feminists in particular feel torn over whether to support an African American for president or a woman.
I'm proudly describe myself as a feminist. I've been working for women's issues, you know, all my career. And we are split, and there are really hard feelings.
The Women's Media Center has not endorsed a presidential candidate. But Jenkins explains why so many women do not want Clinton to give up her fight for the Democratic nomination.
For a lot of women my age, it's not wanting to die and not see a woman, you know, crack that final ceiling. You know, it's like, okay, you know, let's do it, because we know it's going to happen ultimately, you know, with African Americans. But I'm not so confident that it will happen, you know, with a woman.
Clinton herself says she intends to stay in the presidential race until the very end. Leita Hong Fincher, VOA News.